WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
White Mischief is a new film about decadence in the ruling class during the decline of British colonialism in Africa. It's based on a 1982 novel of the same name by James Fox, and it stars Greta Scacchi and Charles Dance. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
Greta Scacchi is a heavenly-looking actress who also looks like hell. She's one of the great screen beauties of the moment, and yet, despite her peaches and cream skin and her sumptuous figure, she often exudes the world-weary aura of someone who's seen too much high life in too little time. There are bags under her luminous eyes, and her jaw often sags. In short, she's perfectly cast in a movie about British aristocrats furiously burning their candles at both ends. White Mischief is based on the true story of Joss Hay, the Earl of Errol, who was murdered in Kenya during World War II. The setting is the notorious colony of Happy Valley near Nairobi, where a gaggle of Britain's richest pleasure seekers holed up during the war to escape from the dreary responsibilities of blitz-ridden London. In Happy Valley, they set up their own divinely decadent dream world, swapping drugs and wives and vicious gossip with a freedom they seldom enjoyed at home, and setting up their vast coffee and cattle ranches as if they were proper Berkshire estates. Greta Scacchi plays the new girl in town, the wife of the aging and unpopular plutocrat Jock Broughton, who's played coldly but with towering authority by Joss Ackland. No sooner does the new Mrs. Broughton arrive in Kenya than she takes up with the scandalous Lord Errol, played by jaunty Charles Dance. Eventually, of course, her husband discovers that he's been cuckolded, and he storms into a local nightclub to confront her and Lord Errol.
I'm going home. You coming?
No, it's too early. I'll stay at the club tonight.
The club? Why?
I don't know how late I'll be.
Would you bring Diana home tonight?
Well, yes, if she wants me to.
As a friend, Joss, bring her home.
Have you asked her?
I'm asking you.
Well, I'm sorry, Joss. Can't do that.
Why not?
Because she's spending the night with me.
One of the flavors I most enjoy on screen is smirky British naughtiness. And for a while, White Mischief lays on the decadence with just the right air of feigned indifference masking goggle-eyed disbelief. The exceedingly fey Sarah Miles keeps showing up wearing a boa around her neck. Not the feather kind, the snake kind. And people drift languidly in and out, brandishing syringes and dropping savage bon mots. Unfortunately, this stuff can't sustain a whole movie, and the filmmakers, writer-director Michael Radford and his co-writer Jonathan Gems, realize it. But when they try to get serious by turning the romance between Mrs. Broughton and Lord Errol into a great and passionate love, it won't wash. The movie's mocking tone has already trivialized the characters so much that they seem incapable of any emotion more urgent than the longing for a dry martini. They're silly people. And the more the movie tries to stir us to care deeply about them, the more phony and tiresome it seems. And there's one more problem. You might call it the dynasty factor. By now, American audiences could easily find the hyped-up immorality in a movie like White Mischief rather tepid compared to what TV soap operas dish out every day. It's not White Mischief's fault, but we may now be so jaded that watching the jaded has lost its tiny thrill.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.